Hi, I'm Izzy, and welcome back to the Gleeson First Time Buyer Podcast. We've created this podcast to help you on your home ownership journey, and we'll be covering everything from interior tips to finance advice and everything in between, with some amazing guests joining us along the way. You'll be able to find our podcast on all the most common streaming services, but you'll also find it on our YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Gleeson Homes. For our eighth podcast, we're joined here at our head office in Sheffield by Justin Fear from Meridian Mortgages, who we often work closely with to help our customers get the best mortgage offer for their new homes. Justin is here today to talk through the initial steps of getting a mortgage and to give you some top tips on how to save. So, Justin, welcome to the Gleeson First Time Buyer Podcast. Introduce yourself.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm Justin. I'm Major Account Director for Meridian Mortgages. I've been with the company now for 18 and a half years. Very much started life as a mortgage advisor before getting into business development, sales management. My role now is looking after the Meridian Gleeson relationship.
Perfect. And what's the most favourite thing about your job?
I'm going to say two things. Firstly, variety.
Yeah.
Every day's different.
Yeah.
And secondly, the people, because I get to work with some absolutely fantastic people.
And thirdly, coming and joining Gleeson on the First Time Buyer podcast.
Yes. that comes in variety and people.
Yeah, no, that's true. So let's get straight into it. So getting on the property ladder can be a bit of a daunting process. It was when I was doing it. I had literally no idea what I was doing, where I needed to go or anything. You don't get taught this stuff at school. So being a first time buyer, it's completely new to them. So can you explain a little bit about what exactly a mortgage is and why customers might need one?
Okay. So effectively, a mortgage is a loan. Mm-hmm. It's a large loan normally. obviously, property is typically the most expensive thing that a person will purchase in their lifetime. And a mortgage is a loan that the individuals use to be able to purchase that property. And it's secured against the property by way of a legal charge so that the property represents the security for the lender.
Yeah. So our customers will need a deposit to put down a mortgage for their house.
Yep.
So roughly how much deposit do you need and what top tips would you give to our listeners who are looking to save up for their first deposit?
Okay. So typically it used to be 5% mm-hmm. Of the purchase price. On a new build house without the likes of Help to Buy, it's nowadays more like 10%.
Right.
And the more deposit that the customer has, potentially the better deal that they will be able to get for the mortgage. Top tips for getting started in saving. I think firstly, taking some advice.
Yep.
Speaking to a mortgage advisor and probably going through an initial, what we call a financial qualification. Mm-hmm. And what the advisors will do is typically go through some personal details.
Right.
More importantly, they're talking about what does your income look like? What type of job are you in? Mm-hmm. And what your outgoings like? Have you got any loans, any credit cards?
Yep.
And at the end of that financial qualification, an individual can go away with an idea of how much they can borrow.
Yeah.
They get an idea of potentially, you know, do they just need a 5% deposit? What schemes might be available to them?
Yeah.
And most importantly, if they could borrow £100,000, what does that £100,000 look like in a monthly payment?
Yeah.
And that's a really good starting point because it gives the customer an idea of how much money they're going to need to save.
Yeah, like a goal and end point.
Absolutely. And so, you know, you could start saving each month, but actually, how long do you need to save? How much do you need to save? That's really difficult to judge without an idea of what can your affordability
definitely
get you to. And I suppose the next step when you get to the actual savings part, I'd be really organized with it.
Yeah.
You know your income, what comes in at each month. What are your committed expenses? So how much has got to go out each and every month?
Yeah.
But from there, you can, once you've got that organisation, you can then, you know, allocate an amount out of that to go into a separate savings account.
Yep.
Customers, if they've, you know, first-time buyers, if they've not got one, they could look at, say, a lifetime ISA.
Yeah, that's probably what I had, and it was an absolute saviour.
Yeah, because you get really that good top-up from the government.
Exactly.
That contributes. But again, you know, talk to your bank, talk to your building society about what savings opportunities they've got. And from there, put it in.
Yeah.
Make sure you put it in. Again, it's being organised of putting that money to one side so that actually, if on a Friday night you think, actually, we'll have a takeaway tonight, you're not going to eat into that savings amount because it's set to one side.
Yeah.
And just be really kind of vigilant with yourself of making sure that you do.
Yeah.
But I think if you've got that organisation, actually, you almost set that end date.
Definitely.
Because if you're going to save £500 a month and you need £5,000, you know how many months it's going to take you to get to where you need to be.
Yeah. What I found useful when I was saving was I set up a direct debit, so I didn't even have to think about it. So the day that I got paid, I think I did £200 a month for the first couple of months, and I just put that straight into my ISA, and then you can't get it back out when it's in the ISA, so you've literally got, you can't, there's no point of return. Yeah. You have to save up. So, and it's one of those things where it's like, if it goes out straight away, you find a way to get around it. It's just one of those things. You'll just have to sacrifice a takeaway or sacrifice a night out at the pub or whatever. It's just...
Yeah, it's thinking about that bigger picture.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That you'll soon be able to sit in your nice new home eating your takeaway. Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I'd complain to my parents, be like, oh, I've got no money, da, da, da. And they were like, yeah, but you complaining about living at home is more than you complaining about not having the money right now. So, like you said, the end game is just definitely the bigger picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
So once a first-time buyer has managed to save for the deposit, what's the next stage? Is how do you then go about getting a mortgage, or talk us through the next stage?
Okay, so if we look at, say, a typical Gleeson's customer,
mm-hmm.
Once they've identified the property that they're interested in, probably the first step of that is, again, talking to the mortgage broker before the reservation, get an agreement in principle in place. That effectively is the advisor running the customer through a credit score so that they know that in principle the mortgage lender is prepared to lend to them.
Yep.
And lend them the amount that's going to be needed.
Okay. And how long does a mortgage in principle last for?
Typically 3 months.
Right.
But again, it's within that process, if there is that time gap, it's just making sure that between that time gap, circumstances haven't changed.
Yeah.
And once the agreement in principle is in place, at that point, it's really the customer's in a good position to reserve a house.
Perfect.
Once they've reserved, our advisors make contact with the customer, and they'll start to request documentation from the customer.
Mm-hmm.
They'll book an appointment in to go through the mortgage advice process.
Yep.
So we offer, for ourselves, we offer advice and recommendation. So we're advising the customer of a mortgage that best suits their needs and circumstances, and we make that recommendation to them. So they'll start to go through that process. The documentation plays a big part of it.
Yep. What documents would it be that people need to...
So typically, proof of ID. So passport, driving license are your main ones there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when you're trying to get organised for purchasing, if you've not got a driving license or you've not got a passport, apply for them. Start that process underway, because otherwise, you know, you can find that a driving license may take anywhere between 4 and 10 weeks.
Yeah.
So that can eat a lot of time.
Or if you get it, the speedy one, it's more expensive, so it just adds up.
Yeah.
I've made that mistake before.
It eats into your savings.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've got your ID. Pay slips.
Yep.
Typically last 3 months. If you get paid weekly, it'll be the latest 13 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
3 months bank statements, and that's for all of your accounts. So if you've got 2 or 3 accounts, you get them for each of them. And proof of deposit, where's the deposit coming from?
Yeah.
And that's partly because there are money laundering regulations to follow.
Yeah.
So we need to see where that, you know, if it is from savings, we need to see that build up of savings.
Yeah.
That's for both us and for the solicitor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So those tend to be your typical main bulk documents that you need.
Right.
Depending upon work circumstances, we may need an employment reference, or we may need an accountant's reference. But that's really one of those things that will come out through the application process.
Okay. And is there any key questions that a first-time buyer would need to ask a mortgage advisor?
Ooh, key questions. Just making sure that, you know, they're really clear.
Yeah.
And that if, probably the one is that if you don't understand it, ask them to re-explain it.
Yeah.
Because it's really important that what they're doing, they have a good understanding to.
Yeah.
Because it's a big commitment that they're signing up to.
Yeah, definitely. So now that the initial stages are out the way, talk us through the benefits of going through a mortgage company like yourselves over someone independently going out and trying to find a mortgage.
Okay. Firstly, saves them on the legwork.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously a lot of different banks and building societies out there.
Yep.
And, you know, our guys will do the hard work for them. They've got access to that wider lender panel. They also know about criteria. So each lender has got their own criteria set, whether it be about employments, credit history. Yeah. So the advisors can do the legwork of looking round of which lender is best going to suit those needs and circumstances.
Yeah.
And you know, you could work your way from one end of the high street to the other, in and out of and asking various different things, very time consuming. And our brokers are there to help take away some of that pain.
Oh, cool. So, and I guess as well, it's the relationship. So when you were saying about questions, if you didn't have the mortgage advisor to go to, once you've built up the relationship, you kind of probably think no question is a silly question. So you can ask absolutely anything and you guys would be able to answer it.
Yeah, absolutely. And 100% no question is a stupid question. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's that big purchase and it's important that the customer is comfortable.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, any question that comes to mind, ask it.
Perfect. Thanks, Justin, for joining me today and explaining the initial steps of getting a mortgage and sharing your top tips for saving a deposit. Join us next week where Justin will be back to talk through all the available schemes to help you get on the property ladder. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and all the most common streaming sites, and also to follow us on Instagram @gleeson.homes so you don't miss an episode. See you next week.